BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday Scott Mills podcast. Pete Tong's got a brand new track he wants to shout about. We speak to DJ VC. The VC stands for Volume Changer. He's from South Wales and came into the Access All Areas studio to have a go on the decks for an hour, as set up by his friend Michael. So we try and get Michael back for that. Matt Edmondson challenges Chris to a rap battle on tomorrow's show. And I get to play Real or No Real. It's all on Wednesday's podcast.
BBC Radio 1. Get you.
CeeLo.
This is BBC Radio 1.
And you found out the other day that was written by Bruno Mars.
Really?
Yeah. Why didn't you keep it for yourself, Bruno Mars? He wasn't on then, was he? He wasn't famous then.
But you get all the money for the writing.
Yes, all the monies. How are you today? It's Wednesday. It's Bambalaya Wednesday, we'll get to that in a minute, which means 2 days left to the weekend, yes.
Is CeeLo Green definitely not Bruno Mars in a fat suit?
Actually.
That's a thought, isn't it? Have you ever seen them together?
Could just be put in a fat suit.
That would explain a lot, wouldn't it? Because I've always thought CeeLo looked a bit odd. That would explain
that's
it.
Really
Bruno
got me
Mars
thinking
in a fat
now,
suit.
Yeah. Before CeeLo, we played Midnight Memories by One Direction. Chris noticed yesterday that we might be running out of music again because sounds a little bit like
just a little bit
a song from the 80s by a band called Def Leppard. Only a little bit. My other favourite was George Ezra. I hope you never meet him.
Oh, look, I think he seems like such a wicked bloke, but you've got to say, it does sound...
Very talented man. So his new track, George Ezra, Casio.
Well, I got my tracing paper so that I could trace my clock. And the face kept changing and the hands, they wouldn't stop. Well, I was ripping out the battery.
I really like this song.
It's a tune.
You've kind of ruined it for me now.
No, it's a tune.
What does it sound like?
I
can still hear
ticking tops.
Well, I ain't got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key.
It just... No, it's like... It sounds like it's about to go into that chorus. This bit.
And you've got 43. Now I've got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key.
All the young farmers were on when we played that yesterday going... Keep playing the Wurzels.
Oh, mate, I noticed that the Wurzels started following me on Twitter.
Oh, shut up.
No joke.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, and on Twitter.
They know
how to use it.
That's blown my mind. Hmm? This, in fact, the last 3 minutes has blown my mind.
BBC Radio 1.
So Cornwall's been on.
Oh, yeah.
Or Hold of Cornwall saying, what are you saying? Us down here don't know how to use Twitter.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's an odd thought thinking that the Wurzels, who've been around for a very long time, are on Twitter.
So not the whole of Cornwall.
I think it's a bit like finding my dad on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? I don't expect him to know what to do.
Weren't the Wurzels old even then?
Were
it's
they?
A bit like Bruce Forsyth, right? You've never seen a young picture of him. He's always been old on TV.
Or are the Wurzels like the Sugar Babes in that... What's happened?
What?
Like, as
you
in...
compared the Wurzels to the Sugar Babes?
No, as in, at some point, they lost all their members to new ones.
Ah,
but the
right.
Name lives on.
No, because then they'd be the new Wurzels.
Because you know...
Radio 1, we're talking about the Wurzels.
But the Sugar Babes, again, both who? The Sugar Babes had in all, what, about 9 members? It was more like a squad.
Yeah, it was towards the end, yeah. So, breaking news, the Wurzels are playing at Harper Adams Agricultural Uni this weekend. Some people are saying they're doing a DJ set. Now, come on.
No way. Wurzels DJ
no
set.
No way. Someone says they're in Manchester at the moment on their tour bus and they won't get off it.
Who? Wurzels?
No, the Rizzle Kicks.
Oh.
Someone's saying, can you ask them to get off because I'm waiting for an autograph? This is Josh in Manchester. He's in his work... They're in his work's car park. So Rizzle gets...
So what's happened? Are they broken down?
I don't know. But the tour bus has just decided to park in Josh from Manchester's work's car park. So Rizzle Kicks, if you're listening... Cut off and give Josh a signed autograph. Absolutely pointless waste of space if they're not listening.
Why won't they leave the bus? Is there a crowd issue or something?
Sometimes pop stars just don't leave the bus. Sometimes that's what happens. Hey, listen. I've got something here that blows your theory absolutely 100% apart.
Now, which theory? Because in this half hour, we've discussed a lot.
Okay, sorry. The Bruno Mars, CeeLo Green, you've right. never seen them together theory, and that Bruno Mars is just CeeLo in a fat suit.
Right. And what have you got to counter that?
They've done a song together.
Have they?
Yeah. Here it is. That's Bruno. Clearly CeeLo. Who could ask for more? Not the same person.
Well, it doesn't completely eradicate the theory, does it?
But baby, I think it kind of does. It does.
Could just be clever editing.
Also, CeeLo's got a bit of a fatter voice, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's Bruno's alter ego.
Well, he just puts on a fat voice and a fat suit.
You can put on a fat voice if you want to.
Yes, I can.
Look, normal
fat voice.
Normal. And there's fat voice, Scott Mills. This has been a strong half hour, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Jim in Gloucester's been on saying, I love your fat voice, although I consider myself fat and I sound nothing like that. Also, good point, Eddie Murphy plays the whole family in The Nutty Professor.
Mm.
So actually, Bruno and CeeLo, totally an option, isn't it?
Alec from Dorset says his theory is that Charlie Sloth is just you in a fat suit. Same amount of tan.
Actually, yeah, we are quite... Where does he get his tan from? Because, I mean, obviously I'd go on the sprays.
Yeah.
Where does he get his from?
But I can assure people that you and him are very different. It's not just your alter ego.
No, we are very different people. 100%.
I think someone's also sent in a photo of CeeLo and Bruno Mars together as well, which,
yeah,
unless it's clever photoshopping.
You can easily photoshop that, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, we've been inviting people into the Radio 1 studios, the world-famous Radio 1 studios, as part of Access All Areas, to do whatever they want. Not just a radio show, absolutely anything they want to do for an hour. Some person even had their hen do in here. 2 days to go to the weekend. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I love it.
Bumble Air Wednesday. Ready?
No?
No.
Why?
I'm teasing you.
Why are you teasing me?
Because what I want to happen across the whole of the UK, whether you're at work or you're at home, or maybe you're sneakily listening in a lecture at the moment, at college, at uni... When the break actually happens, I want everyone to lose their mind because it's Bumble Air Wednesday. So I'm just going to keep building up to it. Is it going to happen this time? I want you to absolutely lose it. Throw your hands in the air if it happens.
No?
No, not yet. I like the tease.
I don't. Well, I don't. You know, just give it.
Yeah, you do.
Give me everything.
You love the tease.
Just give me everything. Do you know what I mean? Just
it might happen at any time. What we need to do when it happens is just down tools and lose your mind. It's Bumble Air Wednesday. Happen at any time. Carl is a personal trainer, has now dedicated an exercise to Bumble Air Wednesday at one of his clubs, one of his PT sessions. That's pretty cool. I like it that people are doing it in exercise classes now. Molly in North Devon says, Scott, don't leave me hanging with Bumbleo Wednesday. It's so needed. Drop the Bumbleo, says Danielle in Bolton. Ben says, I'm working a very posh stocks and shares place today, but I'm ready to go absolutely wild. So whatever you're doing, when you hear it, when it drops, okay, I want you to just lose it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, maybe you're writing an essay. Just throw the pen down. Maybe you're halfway through a bag of sea salt skinny popcorn, like myself. When it happens...
Oh, come on, man.
When it happens...
Don't tease the Bumble Air Wednesday.
I know, but when it happens, it's going to be... It's going to be huge. Bumble Air Wednesday is about to get me thrown out of a lecture, says David in London. No, I was stood in the kitchen going boom and you stopped it. Well, you should be doing it now. Gemma in Norwich is doing it. Emma and George, in Windsor losing their minds. Chris in Rotherham, it's now his ringtone, Love. John says, I love this. P.S. What is better than schnitzel? Had to be listening to yesterday's show, otherwise it makes no sense.
Here we go!
Yes!
Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Now, we've got something about this in just a moment. Pete Tong announced a song, a new song by DJ Leroy and Andrea Oliver last week on his Friday night show.
Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Now, what I thought we'd do is be really helpful and make an advert for that song. He hasn't asked us to, but I want to play it for you next and just wanted to get your ideas and what you think of it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That was a good Bumbaleo Wednesday. Probably my favourite so far.
I think it's because I teased. When you tease, it's always better in the end.
Yeah, the thing is, you never want to admit to liking it, but it does make the end better.
It's a little tickle, isn't it?
No.
So, yeah, Joe in Glasgow on a day off from uni, just like was doing her mascara at the time, but still lost her mind. You need to be careful with that. It'll go in your eye. Someone's in a car park of a fried chicken restaurant that sounds like YFC. Danny in Forfar went crazy in his car. In the silent zone in the library, where typing loudly is frowned upon, is Dean in Liverpool, still went mental when it dropped and got some strange looks. People in the library take it very seriously.
Do you know what? We should get people to send in videos.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If you're with someone doing this.
Yeah. I'll give you more of a warning next time so you can like just video it on your phone and send it to us. Now, do you remember on yesterday's Innuendo Bingo, let's cast our minds back, there was this clip from Pete Tong, which caused a lot of spray. Now over to Pete Tong's show from this Friday just gone on BBC Radio 1. Pete's got a bit of an exclusive for us and, well, I'm very excited for it.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
We had a lot of fun with that yesterday.
So, no one says it like Pete Tong.
This is My Balls. So I thought we'd be quite helpful for that new song with Andrea Oliver, because he's on the rise, and just so I can make an advert for it. And hopefully they'll make this the official one for the song.
Hi, this is Pete Tong here to tell you about My Balls. Into the Pete Tong Hall of Fame, in with the goody-goody shortly, My Balls from Promised Land. My massive balls. My balls.
I'm not sure out now at the end was necessary. Really?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Scott Mills.
Now, that sounds to me like Matt Edmondson.
Ah, you spotted me. Hey, you're right.
Yeah, you're right?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Now, obviously, I know this call was going to happen because me and Matt have been talking a little bit. So, Matt's doing the show tomorrow.
Right.
And he's got a little something for you.
Oh.
Oh. Matt?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I thought there was a moment of Dermot O'Leary tension and suspense there. Am I meant to reveal what's happening now?
Yeah, just good to do it. I would.
All right. Let me reveal. So, Chris, on my show, I do these rap battles where I invite rappers in and we get given a topic and then we have 24 hours to write a rap. And because I'm in with you tomorrow, Scott and I thought it would be quite a nice idea for you and me to do a rap battle together. What do you think?
I love this.
No, I hate it. I can't rap.
Have you tried?
Yeah, exactly. Don't just write it off.
The thing is, it's like Becky used to do the rapping on the show and she was really good, sort of left her to it.
I enjoy the rap battles on your show though, Matt.
Oh, thanks very much.
And I think it's a good thing to do tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's quite good. No, it's quite nerve-wracking because they come in and sometimes they prepare, sometimes they come in and they even freestyle the raps. Normally we do 24 hours. You'll have time to think about it, work on your flow. I've seen you dance, Chris, on the dance floor. You've got a good rhythm.
Yeah, I agree with that. But generally, it's a rapper that comes in, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a rapper. But you're a kind of multi-talented guy, and who knows, we might find the next Eminem.
Here's the thing. I would advise you not to freestyle it, Chris.
Right. Well, that never really works for me, does it?
I would plan it, just because of previous experience. Mm. Let's not forget, Chris, you did compose the Lisa and Steve theme tune.
I did.
Well, no, you didn't compose the tune, but you composed the words.
The words
you
and the Mile High song that we made. Oof. That was mine.
Yeah.
The 24 years of the Tappan theme.
You're a brilliant lyricist already, Chris. You can do that. You do the words. All you have to do now is become the performer.
So, okay, this is going to happen tomorrow on this show while I'm off. So you've got 24 hours from now to think about it. This is where I give you a beat to rap over, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. So just like a classic hip-hop beat, something like that, something we can you know, get our stuff onto.
Okay, Matt Edmondson, your beat will be this. Right, Paris.
Oh, yes.
And your theme for the rap will be... Cold meats.
Amazing.
Happy with that?
Yeah, a bit of turkey after Christmas Day.
Yeah, you know, just get thinking of what you might find in the charcuterie.
Uh-huh, I like it. Cold meats.
So, cold meats, rap over Paris, Kanye West. Happy with that?
Very happy, thank you.
Chris, your one is this.
Ah,
Busta Rhymes.
Biggity Puff.
You know that one. And your theme will be, over this beat...
Biggity Puff.
A list of... Hoes! So anything and anyone that is a bit who,
right?
You can write about in this rap.
Tricky song to rap over that, though.
I mean, yeah, it's fast.
The original, it's very smug and.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Boogaloo buff.
Zippity buff.
Yeah. So a selection of who's. It can be things or it can be people.
Okay.
So Matt has cold meats over Paris, and Chris has a list of who's. Over Busta Rhymes. You both happy?
Yeah, very happy. Can I suggest that Chris's rap name is Doctor Who?
Ah, good idea.
Yeah, you're going to be Doctor Who. What's your rap name?
The Ed Monster.
Ed Monster's good for me?
Mm.
Okay, boys, 24-hour commences now. Any ideas, 81199, and it will happen on this show in a day's time.
Perfect. See you then, Chris. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, I'll listen to it tomorrow as well.
Cheers, Scott. Thanks very much.
Okay, Matt Emerson is on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Matt.
Cheers, Scott. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's for Alex and the Abate Uni hockey lads in the changing room at the moment. On the way to play Edinburgh soon. Hello.
Hello, lads.
Hello, lads.
Nice to see you sober.
It's the day today, isn't it? As well as being, you know, One Below Wednesday. It's also... Sports team day, isn't it? This is where you get all the emails and all the texts.
It's AU day, isn't it?
It is. It's where everyone's on the coach going to their matches. Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
Halfway through the week, Bumbleair Wednesday. Here it comes. Here comes the drop.
No, just the tease, is it?
Go crazy, what are we doing?
Lads in the changing room must be loving this, right?
I bet they are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
As you might know, as part of Access All Areas, we've been giving our listeners the chance to book an hour of studio time here at the world-famous studios of Radio 1. So you can sit where all the legends sit. Alice Levine, Fern Cotton.
Robbo Ranks.
All of them.
And you can do
Charlie
anything.
Charlie Sloth.
You can literally do anything, can't you?
Yeah. God, if I had this opportunity when I was 12, can you imagine? Hello, Scott Mills here.
Oh, you would have freaked out because you were a proper radio nerd then.
I would have lost my mind.
But I like the people who've been in who aren't radio nerds as well, like that hen party that came in.
Mm-hmm. Some farmers came in to talk about lambing.
Did they give birth to a lamb in the studio?
No, the lamb wasn't in the studio. There was someone on the phone that was lambing at the
right.
time. So we gave you the chance to do absolutely anything, and thousands of people applied to be in the Radio 1 studios just for an hour for Access All Areas. One of those people that got the chance to come in was DJ VC. Here's his intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, tonight BBC Radio 1 proudly brings to you one of the best up-and-coming DJs of the world. Chris, the Italian Stallion, Snatchley's very own DJ Volume Changer.
So the VC stands for Volume Changer, and his real name is Chris.
Is DJ VC the one doing the announcement there?
Well, let's find out. Intro. He's on the phone now. Right. Hello, DJ VC.
Hello there. Hello.
Or do I call you Chris?
You can call me Chris, you can call me Maz, you can call me VC.
I'm going to call you VC, I think.
There we are then.
Was that you doing your own intro when you came into the studio?
No, that was Mike. That was Mike who was doing the intro. He was so desperate to do the introduction. He actually written it all out, you know.
And who's Mike?
Who's Mike? He is a fellow good university housemate of mine for the last 3-4 years.
And you live in Llanelli?
Yes, Llanelli.
So how did you get to be in here for an hour in the studio? Who applied?
Mike did. Mike basically set me up for the hour slot in Access All Areas.
And he knows that you DJ?
Yeah. We could call it DJ, yeah.
How do you rate yourself as a DJ?
I thought I was all right. I thought it was quite good.
Right. You know? Until you came in here?
Yeah, until I came in here, then...
Realise you're poor?
Really poor, yeah. Yeah.
So your friend Michael applied...
Yeah.
...to book an hour of studio time just to basically mercilessly rip it out of you?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Where do you normally DJ then?
Well, basically at those house parties, basically.
All right, okay. So Michael's seen you DJ at mates' house parties before, and he thought, let's get DJ VC in for an hour at the world famous Radio 1 studios.
Basically, yeah, yep.
So it was kind of for his amusement as well as yours.
It was mainly for his amusement, I believe. Yeah, he was very apologetic afterwards. Like, oh, I didn't mean to. I'm thinking, oh, he's you know, he's
so
he's,
did.
Yeah.
How cool though that you got to meet Mr. Jam and Danny Howard tried to teach you how to mix.
I couldn't believe it. I was just, you know, when Danny Howard came in, I thought, oh, what the, you know, I didn't expect that at all. I thought, oh, this is awesome. And then when Mr. Jam came in, I was starstruck. That's when I was shaking. I was shaking. When he came through, like, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe what is actually going on, you know.
Shorter in real life than you think, isn't he, Danny Howard?
Nah, average height.
Anyway, here's Danny teaching you how to mix.
1, 2. When this beat starts, I want you to hit play in time. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Is that in time?
Yeah.
Go on then, quickly, whack it up.
Oh. Ow. Not in time.
Expert lesson there from Danny Howard.
It's like a galloping horse.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, at least you had a go, and it's nice to learn from the master, isn't it?
It was amazing. I couldn't ask for any better. Well,
right, so Michael, your friend, applied for you to be in the Access All Areas studio, DJ VC.
He did.
And I think it was a bit of a setup.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Why don't we try and get him back?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I'm all done for that, yeah.
Okay. Right, wait there, and I'll tell you how after this. I've got an idea.
Okay.
So I've just been speaking to DJ VC. Hi, VC.
Hello.
No, that's you. No, that's...
Yeah, I know.
I'm Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Sorry,
So DJ VC got an hour in the Radio 1 studio to do whatever he wanted as part of Access All Areas. His mate Michael applied and basically set him up, as he has seen DJ VC on the decks a lot at friends' house parties and thought it would be hilarious for him to come in and do it here.
Yeah.
And you thought you were quite good until you realised that maybe Danny Howard and Mr. Jam are a bit better.
A lot better, I gotta say, yep, a lot better.
See, as cool as it is to be in the Radio 1 studio for an hour, it is quite mean of Michael, I think, to set you up like that.
It was mean, yeah, it was really...
But you still loved
respectful.
It.
I loved it. I loved the experience, yes. Absolutely over the moon with it.
I think you get the last laugh, really, in all honesty, because you're at the Radio 1 studios. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
However, Michael did do it as a bit of a joke. That's why he applied, right?
That's right, yeah.
So I'm thinking, why don't we give him a ring now?
Okay.
I've got his number here, all right? And here's my plan.
Okay.
I want you to ring him and tell him that you, on the back of what you did in the Radio 1 studio, have been offered a show on Radio 1.
Okay.
So you've got your own show. This is what happened to Danny Howard, right? He won a DJ competition a few years ago on Radio 1, got his own show. There's no reason why it couldn't happen to you, DJ VC.
You need to be able to plug this, though. You need some details. So I think you should say you received a call from the boss at Radio 1.
Yeah, okay.
And you can't believe it, but they've offered you a show.
Yeah.
And it's on after Danny Howard on Saturday at 7 p.m.
Okay, yeah, okay, I could do that.
They've binned off Mr. Jam to make way for you. Right? So you're on at 7 p.m. now, Saturday night, on Radio 1 and One Extra.
Okay, okay.
Cool. But you need to be like, you'll never guess what's just happened.
Yeah, right? Okay, all right.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I get you, yeah, yeah.
All right, wait there.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you all right?
Yeah.
Well, I've just had a very, very interesting phone call from the Radio 1 studios. Now, because they liked our little jingles and they liked our little show and all that stuff, they've asked me, well, the Radio 1 boss has rung me up. He loved it. He absolutely loved it. And he basically said that I'm going to be on the Radio 1 show on the Saturday at 7 o'clock.
What?
They basically offered me a show, Michael. They offered me a show. They ditched Master Jams completely. And they said...
Master Jam?
Well, you know what I mean. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just really shaken here because I can't believe I've been offered a bloody show here.
What do you mean?
I know. I thought of, you know, that's what I said. I thought this is a joke here, but they say no, Maz. They said you're off the show. You know, you're replacing that thingy, and then you're be on after Danny Edward. It's going to be live, mate, on Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra.
They're offering you a show.
They're offering me a show. It's a 2-year contract. The business.
Okay, I got no. 2-year contract. Shut up, man.
They loved it, Mike. They absolutely loved it. They really loved it.
I don't know whether to believe you or not, Maz.
Are you happy about that, Mike? Are you happy for me?
Two year contract.
They loved the name. They loved the name and the, you know, how it was all set up. And they're like, you know, I would give him a chance. They said they'll give me a couple of weeks of training as well.
Maz, you're not telling the truth, are you?
I am. I can't believe what's happening here. I really don't know what's going on, to be honest, but it's happening.
Are you having me on?
No, I'm not having you on, right? And the Radio 1 boss turned around and went, Danny Howard had the same thing as well. I thought it was a joke. Say, genuine, because... Danny Howard had the same thing because he won the DJ contest a couple of years back and they offered him a show.
Who'd you speak to?
I spoke to Ben.
Ben what?
Ben Cooper. Are you laughing at me, Michael? There's a bit of a pause there, Mike. Are you laughing at me or?
Oh, man, I genuinely don't know whether to believe you or not.
I'm not even kidding you around. I'm being offered a show at the end of March now on a Saturday. Ben Cooper has offered me a show. How do you feel about that, Mike?
That's mental.
Right, Mike, I gotta go. I gotta take this call. All right, I can hear a beep, Ben. Okay, I gotta go, Mike.
Right, okay.
All right, I'll catch you later. Okay.
All right, see you in a bit.
All right, bye, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh my god! Oh, I knew something was up.
Did you believe it for any amount of time? I think you did.
At the start, yeah, it was when he was asking like, "Are you happy for me?" and stuff. It was like, "Oh, there's something going on here."
I think there was one point where you believed it.
Totally,
I really do.
Yeah, it was like, it was at the start when I was just really quiet. I was like, is this genuine? Because I thought it was going to be this Saturday that he was going to do it. And then he said a 2-year contract. I was like, after that show, there's no way they would give a 2-year contract.
Well, It's not a two-year contract. In fact, it isn't any contract. And Mr. Jam is still on Radio 1 at 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Master Jam,
or Thingy, as we call him, for the foreseeable future.
There you go. Won't get any threatening emails from him then.
It's all going to be fine. Mike, thanks for being there.
Okay, yeah.
And for being a really supportive friend. Right, I'm glad you enjoyed your time in the Access All Areas studio anyway.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Good to speak to you both. Thank you, VC. Thank you, Mike.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
Good luck with the rest of your DJ career.
I will.
Love you, bye.
Okay, thanks. Cheers. This is BBC. BBC
Radio. He so believed it at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
Totally believe that. So, tonight on Radio 1 at 9 o'clock, Access All Areas, the studio, the best and absolute worst of what happened when we let you lot in the Radio 1 studios for a week. Tonight, 9 o'clock. The Scott Mills Daily. Bruno Mars, Young Girls on BBC Radio 1. Are we all ready for Real or No Real? It's me today, it's just me.
I'm ready.
Ready. But yeah, I mean, we haven't got a guest on.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, so I like when I get to play this. So, Real or No Real, here we go.
Penguins at Scarborough's Sea Life Centre have become depressed by the recent bad weather and have been prescribed drugs to boost their mood.
I can't imagine penguins ever being depressed. They never look depressed. The rare times I've gone in and seen some penguins.
I'm not sure I've ever seen them look depressed. Have you?
No. They are the coolest thing. If you go to a zoo, I reckon they're the coolest thing to go see. I don't know why.
But, everyone's been feeling a bit peaky lately. I mean, you know me, I'm always happy. But recently, a bit of a sore throat, do you know what I mean?
I just can't see penguins caring about the weather that much.
Yeah, but I just think it gets to everybody. The dark, mind you, it's probably quite dark
they're
where
from,
they come from. Yeah.
They're from, exactly.
Yeah. So, depressed penguins, real or no real? I'm going to say real on this.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Fed up of it. Next.
Kanye West has recently had a police station named after him.
No. Why would that have happened?
Maybe he's been in there a lot.
Or do you just mean... Well, no, because you wouldn't name going a there police a certain, station.
Yeah, but it's Kanye West. Going there a certain, you know, more than a few times, you're like, might as well just call it that. It's like when I get an airport lounge named after Joe Wiley one time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So why would you name it? Are you suggesting that he's been in there a few times for criminality reasons?
I don't know.
Because what I'm saying, if that's the case, why on earth would you name a police station after a criminal?
Because it's Kanye West. I want to say real.
Oh, I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Okay, right. It is no real, but someone's just passed me this. There is a Kanye West police station. There are two police stations in the African town of Kanye in Botswana. One of them is in the west of the town. Oh, come on.
Technicality.
Yeah. And this?
Niall from One Direction refuses to set up the fingerprint recognition button on his iPhone as he's worried people will steal his fingers.
Yeah,
steal
I mean,
his fingers.
This was a real concern for a while because I haven't set mine up on mine either. Like the fingerprint thing, because like I don't want my fingers lopped off at the tube station.
But what you're worried about people getting into your phone?
Well, I'm worried about people people will want Sam Bailey off X Factor's phone number, so we'll probably chop my fingers off to get it.
They only want to get into your phone to find out more about you. If they're close enough to you to chop off your fingers, they're already close enough. So I'm saying no real.
I'm saying he's very famous now. He's very famous. I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh. And finally, what about this?
The NME Awards is such a rock and roll event that the food served at the tables tonight will be takeaway pizza.
Oh, so indie, man.
Is that how it works?
Oh, so indie. I thought it'd be like lager and crisps. Something with absolutely no nutritional value at all. That's quite indie.
I like that. I like the idea of indie food. I'm going to say real.
I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Wow. Rock and roll, man. What's the score, please?
I got 30, you got 20. Quick one, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just rushed through it.
Bish, bosh.
Got the charts to do, isn't it? So that was Wednesday's podcast. Matt Edmondson does the show tomorrow between 1 and 4. And I'll be back, but not on this show, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy, Friday from 6:30. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.